Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. Our Naira note, our pride and sovereignty, it's almost like a national ID card because it goes everywhere with you and a symbol of trade and services. But sometimes, when you see the sorry state of the Naira note, it raises questions as to why the national currency is treated and handled the way it is, all torn, wet and taped. Defacing the Naira note is a common practice among some people. It's evident that Naira notes from the lowest to the highest denominations come as mint, but later get defaced in circulation. Commonly, a lot of them look rough, rusty brown, tattered and scornful so much that they lose their status as legal tender and even get rejected for day-to-day transactions. I had a chat with a trader and a Nigerian, each of whom shared their worry on the state of the Naira note.
Some people purposely bring it to buy from me.
Okay. Do you accept
frequently? In most cases, I don't accept it. I send it, but I tell them to take it back. But if I'm not, if I don't know that it is mutilated, I just collect it because they will fold it and bring it to you. I use it and go and buy four in some cases.
Okay. So what particular denomination do you experience most that comes mutilated?
50 Naira and 100 Naira notes.
So as it stands now, do you have a number of them with you in your shop that when you give people, they reject?
No, I don't have.
How do you let go of it when it's time or when you find out that they're mutilated?
In some cases, I use and buy fuel. In some cases, those that are unlucky, I give it back to another person and exchange. So I try to do away with the mutilator. I give it back to another person as a change. Or if it's too bad, I use and buy fuel.
Yeah, most times, like, even you go to the market, by buying something, they give you, they will return it back as change on those bad 100 Naira or 200 Naira notes.
Okay.
And I use them just the way my respond. Most times I use them in buying fuel. But at times they will just remain in my car like that. I cannot use them because there are some, even the fuel attendant, they reject it.
So how does this make you feel, knowing that you have this money and you can't spend it?
I feel bad now, but there is nothing I can do about it.
Okay. And then which particular denomination do you experience it's being mutilated with?
It's 100 Naira note.
Okay. So do you have...
You know, the 50 Naira notes are not very rare before, except you see them cleaned up. But 100 Naira note, they are very soft. The paper is soft. So before you know, you cannot use it again. Mostly 100 Naira notes.
But as an individual, how do you preserve your own Naira notes to avoid them getting mutilated?
You put them in my wallet. I don't chase money.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, ma'am.
The highest thing I bend them into too. I don't chase money.
All right. Those are some Nigerians there speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/DailyTrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at ways the Naira notes can land you in jail. Before we went on break, we heard from some Nigerians who shared their thoughts on the sorry state of the Naira note and told us what they do with the defaced note. On production, the notes come in clean mint, but what ways can it be maintained neat and what can be done if found mutilated? a financial analyst, educates us.
My name is Yusha O. Aliyu, an economic analyst. I have used mutilated 100 naira plenty. You see, what is glaring as far as currency management in Nigeria is too poor by the public and is too poor by the central bank in general. The truth of the matter is, anytime you want to print a currency, you print a currency with a purpose. And while printing a currency, you now look at the rate at which the velocity of circulation of that currency is representing the quality of the printed currency. But unfortunately, today there is one, there is scarcity of the naira note. That is one. Two, and the mutilated ones have taken over the entire currency system in Nigeria, because you cannot even find the 100 naira note in any of the ATM machines. So that shows that there is a problem as far as managing the currency note in Nigeria.
Okay. So what's your take on Nigerians' attitude? Because when you see the way they bring out this money, it is squeezed and all of that. What's your take on Nigerians' attitude towards the naira note?
It's a poor attitude generally. And I don't know where we got it wrong. Because initially, when Nigeria was operating with a pound sterling system, it was properly kept, even though there was no much literacy at that period. But because of the orientation of the people and at the same time orientation of the colonial masters, currencies were handled very much efficiently. But unfortunately, with the advent of multiplicity and with the advent of many market days, there has been a very bad attitude as far as managing their currencies are concerned. And you can notice that when you check our petty businesses, how they are handling the naira, especially when you go to the market, you see how a car seller who is selling on the road street with the oily hand, squeezing the naira, not even packaging it. You can even witness when you go to communities where you see Okada riders squeezing the currency and sitting top of it. These are all bad characters, and it is in all space of our life. And the worst part of it is when it is raining, and at the same time, Nigeria will now bring out minted currency and start spraying them while it is raining. And there is no way you can maintain the quality of that currency. And there is no way also you can present that same currency to be a perfect, clean, printed currency for domestic use.
All right. So what are the appropriate ways of handling the naira note?
The appropriate ways is to the same way that you know that you are looking for your life and you are saving your life, that money adds value to your life. So it is the same model that you can adopt to keeping your money. Because if, for instance, I am a preacher and I always go and seek for tithe and other sacrifice money, then it means that I am using my own intellect and my own spiritual inclination in getting that money. So, and anything that is inclined spiritually is clean. So keeping it clean is a duty for me to keep that thing that is moving my programs. And that is one. Two, also, if we know that, for instance, there is a law imbibed in taking care of misuse of that currency, we will also be deterrent to be making good company of any currency that in our midst. Let me give you an instance. It is only naira that is being squeezed in Nigeria. You hardly see a foreign currency being squeezed in that nature by Nigerian. And that also give me a lot of a definition as to what we mean by nationhood. If we can preserve other people's currency in Nigeria, not minding the state of that currency, if it is from the Arab world, you see it's neat and clean. But Nigerian naira from 5 naira to 1,000 naira is seriously misused and miskept. Oh. And another bad attitude to which is inclined on us is how we vehemently, ruthlessly keep these currencies in places that are not supposed to be kept. Under normal circumstances, there should be an amount that is backed by law for us to keep at home.
Oh.
There is no need for us to keep money under sockaways. There must be a safekeeping place for this currency.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think our attitude is so poor.
All right, so on a final note now, what do you do when you come across a mutilated Naira note? What's the best thing to do?
What do you do? Any time in an economy, when you see a mutilated paper money, the first thing to do is to look at the nature of the money. If you can handle it, because you can see in many cases, Nigerian money, maybe it's a new printed money, and it's tiered in pieces. You find many sellotape on it. It is not the central bank that attached sellotape on that. It is individuals who care to spend that money. That is one. Second, anytime you see somebody misbehaving with mutilated money, especially when he is giving you a mutilated paper money, caution that man. Reminds him of his own statehood role in trying to keep the dignity of the currency. By keeping the dignity of the currency, is keeping the dignity of himself and his nation.
That was Yishao Aliyu, a financial analyst and an economic expert, speaking. What are those things one can do to the Naira notes that would simply land you in jail? A legal practitioner tells us.
Okay, my name is Maruk Basa Maruk Mohamed Akase. I'm a practicing lawyer with offices in Kano and Abuja. Yeah, what you will do with the Naira note that will land you in jail has already been specified by law. Initially, there was no law governing the situation, but in 2017, the CBN Act, particularly Section 21, created an offense, that is mutilation, spraying of Naira, marching on Naira notes is an offense that will land somebody in jail for, or alternatively a fine of 50,000 Naira if any person is caught or writing anything on Naira note or stapling. All these form of abuses of Naira are offenses. Yes.
Okay. So what are the, you've mentioned stepping on it. You've mentioned
stepling, mutilation, writing, spraying, marching on it, or doing any other thing that will defect the face of the Naira note is an offense.
All right. And what kind?
Anything, yes.
What kind of jail term or punishment are we looking at?
Yes, the jail term is a period of 6 months,
okay,
or 50,000 Naira fine, or both jail term and 50,000 Naira fine.
Okay. Does he have to say anything about buying and selling of the Naira notes?
Including buying and selling of the Naira notes. It's all caught by Section 21 of the CBN Act 2017.
So that means that as a Nigerian, if you are caught committing any of these offense, knowingly or unknowingly, you're most likely going to end up.
Exactly, because there are people that engage in hawking and selling of the Naira, particularly, in fact, even in Kano, there were some arrests very recently of people around the CBN headquarters here in Kano selling new Naira notes. That was an offense.
All right. That was Barrister Maruf Yakase, a legal practitioner, speaking. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.